Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. All our guests are special guests, but we'll say today we have an extra special guest. We have a young lady that's going to come on, and she's going to tell us all about women's fashion and how to help women to actually use the wardrobes that they have to actually work with them. Or for women whose wardrobes may not be the way that they want them to be, she actually helps them to construct a wardrobe and have a fashion sense that actually fits them and fits the image that they want to portray. Again, ladies and gentlemen, today we have a phenomenal individual, and her name is Roxy Roten. And she is the principal consultant of Everyday Refinement, which is an image, and she's an image and wardrobe consultant, and it's an image and wardrobe service. She has been doing this for 2 decades, and what she does is provides practical application of wardrobe construction and acquisition. Roxy brings her in-depth knowledge, and skill of image and wardrobes to her clients. The passion and vision behind Everyday Refinement is devised from Roxy's conviction that dress and style are very powerful tools. She assists her clients to leverage their dress and style for personal expression, strength, strong favorable impressions, and also a professional and successful not only image but life. But with no further ado, I want to basically welcome Roxy, who is just an awesome person and has, again, a ton of experience. You've also been the president of a couple of different organizations, correct, Roxy?
Yes, that is correct. I was recently just the president for the local chapter of the Association of Image Consultants International. I currently serve as the immediate past president for the local chapter here in the metropolitan D.C. area. Yes, and thank you for that warm reception. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with your audience this afternoon.
Well, thank you. And with your extensive background in fashion, apparel, and, of course, the retail industry, you know, again, you're blessing us with your presence, you know, and helping the ladies to create that masterful wardrobe that they're looking for and to give them the solutions. So we truly appreciate having you on the Zurian Show. Thank you.
My pleasure. So you're welcome.
No problem. With that said, I guess what I'd like to try to do is get a little bit more about you, and then from there we'll go into maybe trying to give ladies more guidance in how they can spice up and enhance and actually use some of the wardrobes that they have already.
As you said, Zurian, I am the principal wardrobe and image consultant for a company called Everyday Refinement. I've spent 2 decades in fashion, the apparel industries, and in there. And then about 5 years ago, I decided to depart and do a, you know, launch my own business in providing an image and wardrobe consulting service to women. And just that, and to assist them with image, but also in wardrobe construction and acquisition.
Outstanding. So you've been doing this, like you said, for 2 decades, and I noticed that when I was reading your bio and your other information, you had also made a comment that you have found that a lot of women's closets reflect experiences, their attitudes, their fears, all of those different behaviors. And with that said, could you tell us a little bit about, you know, let's say a wardrobe in harmony?
Yes. As we talked about, and you said that I think that the closet can mirror a woman's experiences, her attitudes, her ambitions, her behaviors, hopes, and dreams. So the first step in identifying a wardrobe or having a wardrobe that is in harmony is really understanding the life that we currently have. So the solution, and I call it to the a wardrobe clutter in a closet where we may have a woman may have a closet full of clothes, but she says she has nothing to wear. The solutions are getting that wardrobe in harmony with a woman's life. For many women, the closet full of clothes, it can be an unrealistic perspective of their way of life, their clothing requirements to accommodate their lifestyles. So in the closet, there can be too much clothing selection that's been bought and worn with little to no consideration. And I call it on the cost in the areas of not only money, but time, self-respect, and confidence.
Wow. Wow, that's a... I know that I've seen some closets that have a lot of stuff in it. And I also remember when we were talking, you were telling me about there's a lot of women that they cycle their clothes pretty much. There's like five or six outfits or something like that that they wear repeatedly.
Yes, some women use what they we call in the industry, or it's called a capsule wardrobe, so that they will construct a wardrobe from some, you know, six to, I would say anywhere from 6 to 12 pieces. They start building or constructing from a wardrobe. From that capsule wardrobe. So yes, we did speak about that, yes. And so then having a wardrobe that contains clothing pieces that women love and complements their lifestyle, it doesn't happen accidentally. It really requires a carefully constructed plan of action and some clarity on a woman's part.
So would this be... touching on, I guess, creating a relationship with your closet? Is that what that would be?
Yes, I do say. I say at the core of the wardrobe is the conundrum, and that's the relationship between a woman and the garments that are inside her closet. And I laughingly or I jokingly say that sometimes that the relationship between a woman and her clothing can be the boogeyman that's hiding in the closet.
I like
that. You like that, yes. Why? Because every day, unique circumstances shape the patterns of our perceptions. But it also shapes not only our perceptions, but our attitudes and our behaviors. And we may use our clothes to placate and to enhance our emotions from life situations.
Wow, that's very deep, actually. It's a psychological look into the understanding of clothes, and I guess if I was talking to an individual, it would be clothes in you or clothes in them.
Wow.
Yes, you can say that. It is kind of, there is a psychology going on in the closet. As I said, we rely on our clothes to sometimes soothe and sometimes to enhance the, let's call them disenchantments with our life situations. And those disenchantments can come in the disguise of weight struggle, so weight gain, aging, body image, again, our past experiences, our attitudes, even our relationship with money. And, you know, can all be that, like I said, be a part of the relationship a woman has developed with her clothing.
Wow. So, you know, as a guy, a lot of guys out there, and I'm assuming a lot of women also know this, but the guy would never say anything. I noticed that with a lot of the closets that I see, it seems that there is a lot of stuff and a lot of clutter. I mean, real clutter in the closets. Is that all part of this?
Yes, because the closet really is more than a space that we hang and store our clothes. It also houses our, as I said before, life experiences, attitudes, fear, ambition, hopes, dreams. So the closet narrates the story. Could narrate the story of a woman's career path, her romantic attachments, her successes and failures, her weight adjustments or her body image struggles, and her likes and dislikes. Now, I understand that sometimes that can be a little disconcerting to acknowledge that there's a closet, I mean, in our closet, it's telling us a story, but yet that story really is hanging out in front of us every day.
I've got to admit, I never thought about it, but listening to you I actually get an understanding of what you're saying, and I never really looked at that. You know, it's kind of like looking at an old picture, and then where you were then and where you are now and where you expected to be, all of that rolls into it. So, wow, this is kind of like a psychology.
Yes, it is. You know, we ask ourselves many times, you know, how did our closet accumulate all the clothing? And as I said before, those old, you know, our habits and our attitudes and our behavior and all that stuff can sabotage our efforts to tame the closet. And then it undermines a woman's, the selection she makes in her clothing, and it also undermines her really expressing her own personal style or who she is and where she wants to go. There's many areas that we could talk about when I talk about kind of this, you know, the clutter in the closet. And we could talk about, you know, changes and transitions. By that I mean the transitions of life can often undermine the harmony that's in the wardrobe. Sometimes, or there are times when a woman may fail to recognize that the changes and transitions in her lifestyle requires new clothes or perhaps just a new or a different approach to dressing. And when I talk about changes and transitions, Zurian, what I mean is those could be weight changes, those could be career changes, those could be geographical or relocations, and all of this can sometimes create an out of balance closet. So the closet really does kind of reflect our internal state, and you know, and what's going on internally, and sometimes what's going on externally as well. But I mean, there is other things that, of course, contribute to the closet clutter as well. I mean, we could talk about someday clothes, and by that I mean, why is the closet filled with, you know, elegant ball gowns if the social calendar, you know, doesn't call for black tie affairs? Or why is the closet filled with, you know, power suits and tailored clothing if your professional work environment requires, you know, a uniform or scrubs, for example? The someday clothes are an expression of an intention that hasn't come to fruition or hasn't developed. But it can squander a woman's wardrobe budget. It can misuse her time in wardrobe shopping, and it can derail the closet of the clothing items required for, you know, her current lifestyle and personal style preferences. And there's many more. I mean, you've got shopping habits. You know, many of us purchase do bargain shopping, impulse shopping, emotional shopping. All of those things can bankrupt the closet, where we have racks of clothes, but a woman will still say, "But I don't have anything to wear," or it can be a wardrobe that's not in harmony with her lifestyle. Yeah.
Mm. So I guess this comes to basically that person getting a self-knowledge. How do you, I guess, help a person with their self-knowledge to help them to understand what you just said to me?
Well, of course, I mean, as I said, there are many other things, body images, you know, even sometimes the wardrobe allowances, even the business of fashion is primarily directed at women, and all the fashion noise, I say, can come very loud, so it can also cause confusion in understanding what is appropriate for their lifestyle or for a wardrobe selection. And you're right. I mean, a big piece of it, of understanding your clothing selection and how you make your clothing purchases, first and foremost, is about self-knowledge. There's the Greek philosopher, I do hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I heard a beep. I thought maybe we had gotten disconnected. I'm sorry. I was saying that there is a Greek philosopher called Epictetus who said a long time ago, know first who you are and then adorn yourself accordingly. So in other words, self-knowledge is the empowerment. It is the key to unlocking the understanding of our clothing selection and style preferences, as well as removing the clutter and the confusion in the closet. So it does require gleaning information and an examination of ourselves and our behaviors, our patterns about dress and style. And then from these, we need to formulate, you know, methods and strategies, which I call dress coping strategies, for building a wardrobe and purchasing a wardrobe, and then having a wardrobe that, you know, contributes to self-confidence and dressing with intention. And we also need to, I think, remember that it's important to recognize that self-knowledge, I mean, as we uncover it and or as we explore it, it's relevant to here and now, where you are now. Because throughout life, we evolve, we grow, we change. So it's mindful of that our life is going to change and that we need to give ourselves the gift to evolve and explore personal style through clothing selection.
Cool. So part of your clothes is also part of your overall growth, connection, and development throughout life.
Sounds a little scary, doesn't it?
Yes, it's quite interesting. Again, I never really thought about the psychology of clothes. And then, don't get me wrong, but women are already very complicated. You know, I mean, you're much more complicated than us guys. And the sheer amount of different things that you have to be able to wear, the accessories, just the regular clothes and the accessories, I mean, it baffles a guy, for at least this guy. It baffles my mind.
Oh, I understand. As I said, the fashion industry is primarily directed towards women. And there is a lot of noise out there. So it becomes very confusing to women as well. Even when I talked about the clutter that's in the closet, now in my business, I, of course, work predominantly with women. But men can, you know, have closet clutter too. I mean, they too can experience, you know, changes and transitions in life and may not recognize that it also, as I said, may require new clothes or maybe just a different approach to dressing. Men, too. Men, I don't think shop as much from, maybe they aren't driven as much by emotion as, you know, as women may be. But still, you know, you may find that they make poor choices because of their, you know, bargain shopping or sale shopping as well. So, as I said, both men and women can experience, some of these, or what really causes, the symptoms, I guess you could say, what's going on in the closet, which then, in turn, is how we, how we get dressed every day for our most fitting visual presentation.
Uh-huh. Could you do me a favor? Could you share with our listeners, again, ladies and gentlemen, we have Roxy Roten on. Is that how you pronounce your last name? I don't want to say it wrong again.
It's Roten.
Roten. I'm sorry. We have Roxy Roten on, and she's sharing a lot of information for us on mostly women's fashion and what you have in the closet and how to utilize that in a better and more productive way. But could you do me a favor, Roxy? Could you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if we have any listeners that aren't actually watching the show?
Absolutely. That's my pleasure. Of course, they can always visit the website, and that's www.everydayrefinement.com and to engage and, learn more about dressing with intention and confidence. They may also connect with me on Facebook, and that's at Everyday Refinement. I'm also on Twitter, and that's under the name of R.L. Roten. They can connect with me as well. And, of course, I'm always, receptive and welcome, and would, if anybody has any questions and they want to continue this discussion, beyond today's talk, they can always reach me at my email address, which is just R.L. Roten, and Roten spelled R-O-W-T-O-N, at mac.com.
Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you for sharing that with us. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to go to the website, it's www.everydayrefinement.com. Again, that's www.everydayrefinement.com. And, of course, Roxy is also on Facebook at Everyday Refinement. And I believe you said that Twitter is your first name, right? Your name?
No, it's R.L. Roten. It's my initials and then my last name. Yes.
And R.L. Roten on Twitter if you'd like to get in touch with her there. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you find that this show is useful and helpful, please also feel free to share the link with anyone that you think would benefit from it. And as she's welcome to speak with people and talk with people, that could be a very good thing for you to do, plus that we all need a little help. Anyway, with that said, Roxy, continue. Tell us more.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the clutter in the closet. I know I addressed changes and transitions of life, our poor shopping habits. Perhaps it's to do with Sunday clothes, but it could also be just having to do with what I call the mirror and projections of self-confidence, kind of like the old, the fairy tale, the Snow White, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest woman of them all. Many women can see a distorted reflection of themselves in the mirror, and we call this distorted reflections figure flaws, weight fluctuations, beauty imperfections. All of these can obscure the true likeness of ourselves. And sometimes, Zurian, even cultural and societal influences can emphasize, especially for women, about having perfect body proportions or really cause deep feelings sometimes of shame in women. And then again, they're trying to control their body to meet, these ideal, perfect, body standards. So again, that can be one, self-image, age, the fear of aging can be, can also, be going on in the closet. We may dress too young, we may dress too old, or, we may not know what to do at all and just, dress the same in the closet. So again, struggles with weight or body image can also be a stumbling block in the closet.
I'm glad you said that. You have clients, of course, at all ages. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I know we have a lot of young people, very young people, that have problems with their, of course, appearance and all of that stuff. And we also have, again, as you pointed out, people that are a little older that, you know, they're not necessarily 16 anymore and life has changed and jobs have changed and all of those other things. So you work with them all in helping them to pull it together.
I do. I work with women on their professional roads, and I also work with women on their personal roads. So I may have women who, and then I may work with women on both. So it just depends on the woman. For example, I have a client who is a nurse. So her profession, of course, is, you know, mostly scrubs. So she does not really require assistance with her professional wardrobe. I work with her on her personal wardrobe and et cetera. So yes, it's both. And then there is differences, you're right, in age. What's appropriate for someone who's just, you know, graduating from college and is entering the workforce may be very different from a client who, you know, is now, who's done very well in her career and is at the head of her company. So, yes.
Very key, and that's also very important because you've got a lot of people out there, again, young or old, that just aren't dressing appropriate or aren't presenting the correct image for their work environment. So that could truly be huge.
It is, and I think today there is confusion. I mean, dress code standards have changed. They are definitely more relaxed than when I first entered, you know, into employment. That's, you know, disclosing my age a little bit. So there is some confusion sometimes about what is appropriate, and then each industry, to some extent, also approaches dressing very differently, and we need to understand that each industry really has its own kind of set of dress guidelines as well.
Wow. Well, you've definitely shared a lot of information. Is there any comments that you'd like to put in closing?
I guess that really quick, I'd just like to kind of touch on cultivating personal style. That's a big piece of what is, or integral piece of what's taking place in the closet. So I would just encourage women to open their minds, their hearts, and their spirits to a new way of getting dressed, to discovering and embracing their uniqueness, and just to look for, you know, inspiration. So trust themselves, understand their style preferences, recognize the demands of their lifestyle, and mind their experiences for inspiration. And then they really will have the key to a closet full of clothes and ready for, to wear.
So working on cultivating their styles and putting it all together. So
yes.
I think what they really need to do is just call Roxy and get as much guidance as possible, because that's what I'd have to do. Because you've got
I'd
this.
I love it. I would welcome the opportunity to assist women with, you know, clothing construction and selections. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Outstanding. Again, you've kind of blown me away with all of the information that you shared and actually changing my whole concept on it. So basically, ladies, if you're having problems with your wardrobe, Roxy is the person that you need to contact, because, again, she in-depthly understands the ins and outs of what you're experiencing, be it that you're at the beginning of that experience or in the middle of that experience, or if you've had a problem for a long time. I think she's definitely got the tools to address every aspect of it. I think they ought to call you the dress therapist, psychologist.
I never thought about that. Very true. Maybe I should change the name of my title or my company, huh?
keep the title. They can call you that on the slide. And then if it grows, if it really gets big, then you can go, yes, I'm the dress consultant therapist. Dress consultant and professional imaging. That's really cool. I mean, again, you know, it's a great thing about the Zurian Show is that I actually get a lot of great guests like yourself that are extremely knowledgeable, again, like yourself, that have so much information to share with everyone that's, as you said, has an open mind and is willing to hear so that they can grow and develop, because that's what you're doing. You're helping us grow and develop, and also you're helping us, as in people in general, to get over some of the old stereotypes, some of the stuff that people have told us that we think is all right, but it's really not all right. So you're helping us to also acclimate ourselves with the present world and presence that is around us. Does that sound about right?
It does. That is a very good description. I'll have to remember that. Yes.
Not a problem.
Use that maybe.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, today we have been blessed with Miss Roxy. And again, Roxy is the primary consultant of her own business. She is a fashion connoisseur and all of the above with Everyday Refinement. And again, if you'd like to get in touch with her, her website, which I'm going to give you because that's usually the best way to go for most people, is everydayrefinement.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so that is correct.
www.everydayrefinement, if you're looking for someone to help you, you young ladies out there, with your image and wardrobe, and also to actually help you to utilize what's in your closet. And, again, it's basically fashion therapy to what I see it, but then I'm a guy, so don't quote me, ladies. Again, Roxy, any other things that you'd like to say before we close? And this was fabulous. Thank you.
You're welcome. No, just thank you very much for the invitation to be here today. I've enjoyed it.
Well, again, you came highly recommended by, as you know, Ms. Jo Powell, who is also has to be one of your clients because she dresses fabulously. So I'm assuming every week I get to see the work of the master. Okay. All right. Thank you, Roxy, and you have a great day, and you're always welcome to come back. We'll probably actually need you to come back so we can actually maybe get a little bit more of those how-tos for some of the ladies out there and some of the young ladies that could truly need some help with their fashion, their wardrobe, their image, and also presenting themselves the way that they want to be seen and not the way somebody else thinks they should be. Again, thank you very much for coming. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said I look forward to another discussion on another day.
Well, thank you, and thanks for putting up with me. I truly appreciate it. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank Roxy for coming on, and she's done a wonderful job. Again, remember, ladies and gentlemen, in the upper left hand corner of the show, you can click on follow, and you can follow our shows. And also remember, we always welcome comments, be it live or be it after the show is over, because guess what? As long as you're listening, we're not talking to ourselves. So we truly appreciate your time, your patience. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we thank Ms. Roxy Roten for allowing us to have some of her precious time and her 25-plus years of experience with helping women with their wardrobe selection in getting dressed every day. Again, thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day, a great life, and I wish you all much success.